بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's session, I wanted to start off by mentioning a story to you that happened to me personally. It was a distant relative that had a stroke, and he was in the hospital. It was a distant relative of my wife, very old in age, and myself and my wife, we went to the hospital and we sat with the family members. He was on life support, and it was just a matter of unplugging the machines and he would die soon after that. And so in this situation, I sat with his family members, his sons, and so they were older, and some of them were older than me, and we basically took his life out and we said, we need to tie up all the loose ends. And so we went through all the list of different things and different actions he had done, maybe debts that he needed to pay and things and so on and so forth. We took care of everything that we could, but in the end there were four issues left. Four issues that we couldn't resolve, meaning they were left unresolved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. And I remember the statement that I said to his family members, that I wish I could just speak to him for one day, so between me and him I could resolve these issues. But alas, there was no chance for me to speak to him, and I said, these four issues, as far as we're concerned as family members, we can't do anything about them anymore. He will go to the hereafter with these four issues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. And so now, speaking to you, you're alive and you have a chance to resolve all the outstanding issues that you need to tie up and prepare in order to go to the hereafter. Hajj is the type of journey that in the past, a lot of people, when they would take this journey, they were not expecting to come home alive. It was so difficult and such a long journey that before they would leave their homes, they would ask people for forgiveness and they would write their final will. Now these days, it's become a lot easier to go for Hajj. You just hop on an airplane, you're there for Hajj, and 10 days later you're back at work. And in that, making Hajj easier, some people forget that journey of Hajj, that sweetness of preparing for the hereafter. And so what I wanted to do with you in this session, inshallah ta'ala, is actually get you prepared for the hereafter, tying up your loose ends and writing specifically a final will and testament. Writing a final will and testament so that inshallah ta'ala, if anything did happen to you, la qadr Allah, that your family would know exactly what to do and what outstanding issues and how they should be resolved, inshallah ta'ala. So many people, they go through their daily routines in heedlessness of the hereafter. They'll go for their salah and they're not paying attention to their salah, or they'll go to their work and they're not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work, or maybe with their families, maybe they'll tie off kinship and so on and so forth. But if this person was told that tomorrow is the day of judgment, you need to prepare now, you'd find that they live a totally and completely different life. And so inshallah ta'ala, with this coaching session, this is exactly what you're going to do. You're going to be preparing for the hereafter so that you can live a totally different life leading up to the Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. To give you an example of what I'm talking about and how their attitude changes when they're focused on the hereafter. We were once going on a flight. This flight was from Istanbul to Jeddah. And everybody on the flight was Hajjis. They were all going for Hajj during Hajj time. And the airplane had this massive turbulence. It wasn't just the normal shake of the airplane. The airplane dropped and climbed and dropped again, and women were screaming on the airplane, and that was scary in of itself. But because everybody on the airplane was going for Hajj, everybody started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember sitting on the airplane in braced position, preparing for the airplane to crash, and looking around at everybody in the airplane, and I started crying. And I was crying because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these few seconds, He turned all of us into true, sincere Hajjis. Everybody was sincerely praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, Ya Allah, why do we set our lives up like this, that you have to bring this much pain upon us in order for us to act like true Hajjis? Inshallah ta'ala, my hope and wish for you and for myself is that when you go for Hajj, you are focused on the hereafter with the same intensity as someone who thinks that they're going to die tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. So this is what your assignment is, inshallah ta'ala, for this coaching session. What you're going to do, you'll find links there on the side, and you're going to click on it, and it's a template of a final will and testament. There's one link that gives you some advice on how to prepare your final will and testament, and then there's another link that has a specific template. What I want you to do is first read up about what it means to write a final will and testament in Islam, and then secondly, after you do that, print out the template and just fill it in. If you want to make this legal, you might go to a lawyer and actually have a lawyer sign it and so on. But for our purposes, inshallah ta'ala, you want to have your family members testify to this. So after you fill out the template, inshallah ta'ala, go to your spouse, go to your mother, go to your father, go to some relatives and have them witness this, inshallah ta'ala. And then keep it in a very safe spot. This is something very unique, something that very few people do in their lives, let alone when they go for Hajj. And so inshallah ta'ala, I hope that you'll find this session very beneficial, and I'd love to hear some of your feedback on what happened when you filled out your testament and your motions and so on, and how it benefited you for your Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. With best wishes to see you have an accepted Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.